Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Is Israel going to attack Iran? Well, the possibility exists, as I will show you on this program. But if so, what would America do? Well, the relationship between America and Israel has gotten pretty bad. Here's an article by the Free Washington Beacon, dated June 10. The State Department confirmed that a new Office of Palestinian Affairs will be established in Jerusalem and act independently of the U.S. ambassador to Israel's office there. The formation of a separate diplomatic office could violate the Jerusalem Embassy Act of 1995, which mandated that a single U.S. embassy be established in the Holy City. The State Department also confirmed that it is working to go even further, opening an official Palestinian consulate in Jerusalem, wholly independent of the U.S. embassy in Israel. That would set the stage for Jerusalem to once again be viewed by the United States as divided between Israeli and Palestinian territories. Former U.S. diplomats said the Biden administration is trying to undermine former President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, which eliminated a formal distinction between West and East Jerusalem. So as I said, the relationship between America and Israel has deteriorated. And if Israel would go along and do it all by itself, to attack Iran, is America going to help Israel, standing on Israel's side? Now here's an article by the Daily Beast, dated June 2. The ongoing war between Israel and Iran across the Middle East came out of the shadows and into the open long ago. But now, on the back of several suspected Israeli attacks inside Iran itself, the deadly contest threatens to escalate, possibly beyond the region. Last week, several drones smashed into a suspected Iranian nuclear research and drone facility, killing one engineer. Mere days before, two assassins on motorbikes shot dead an Iranian military colonel in the heart of Tehran. This is all part of what the Israeli government, just under a year in power, has come to describe as its octopus doctrine, a new and risky expansion of its campaign against Iran's military and nuclear capabilities. If in years past Israel did hit inside Iran, it was done covertly, usually through spies and cyber attacks, and almost always targeted Iranian nuclear scientists and facilities. But now, Israeli officials openly describe a new defense strategy aimed at the head of the octopus in Iran, and not just its tentacles across the region in places like Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, and Iraq. And then the article continues to say the dangers of this new Israeli approach are obvious. Israel Today went on to explain on June 12th. Both the Israeli Defense Forces and the Israeli Air Forces are now actively preparing for a major confrontation with Iran and the bombing of nuclear facilities in Iran. On Thursday, it was announced that IAF engineers have succeeded in designing a system that eliminates the need to refuel its F-35 fighter jet mid-mission. The F-35 is a radar-invisible warplane that reportedly will be used in a future massive airstrike against Iran's nuclear facilities. That such a bombardment could now become a reality was also shown by a massive air exercise by IAF aircraft over the Mediterranean 1.5 weeks ago. Hundreds of aircraft took part in this exercise, and the government in Jerusalem said the exercise was intended to simulate a multiple front war with Iran. Now, the Bible makes very clear that Israel will receive a wound, will take that as a military defeat prior to the Great Tribulation. The Bible also makes clear that Israel will not be helped by either America or Great Britain or Europe. We even read that Israel is trying to get that help, especially from Europe, but won't get it. So the possibility exists that this wound could be inflicted on Israel through a war with Iran. The Hill published the following article on June 16. The Pentagon fully realizes that time is not on Israel's side, nor that of the United States and its allies. In March, now retired General Kenneth McKenzie, then commander of U.S. Central Command, testified in a Senate hearing that Iran has 3,000 ballistic missiles, including variants capable of reaching Tel Aviv, while assessing Tehran's nuclear breakout is now measured in weeks, not months. Israel concurs. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett acknowledged on June 12, Iran is dangerously close to getting their hands on nuclear weapons. Jerusalem's planning must anticipate Hezbollah, Hamas, and other Tehran-backed militias aggressively responding in kind if Israel launches a raid into Iran. In all likelihood, before Israel's air forces could return to Israeli airspace, massive volleys of rocket fire would be hitting the country from Lebanon, Gaza, and Syria, and possibly even from Iran itself. Striking Iran's nuclear facilities would be only the beginning, not the end, of a hot war between Israel and Iran. Prepared or not, the article concludes, Israel and Washington both appear to be out of time. Iran's threat is substantial, and it is only intensifying. Measured in doomsday clock terms, it is 5 minutes to midnight in Jerusalem, in Tehran, and in Megiddo, the historical biblical site of Armageddon in Israel. The Bible has a lot to say about what is going to happen very soon in the Middle East, including what is going to happen in and regarding to Israel, Iran, and other countries. We have prepared several booklets. One is The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People. One is Europe and Prophecy. We have also other booklets you can read about prophecy, biblical prophecy from now until forever, which all go into these very important aspects of biblical understanding. Please ask for free copies. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.